Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon show from Gold Cup Day at Cheltenham. And Andy,
we can hear, we're in the back of a car.
We are. We're just trying to hurry back to Cheltenham Station to get home. So what did we like today in the show, Andy?
Yes, we liked Andy Smart and Richard Jones, the magician from Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And Andy was along for, because we had a couple of guests dropped out, understandable reasons. So Andy really helped us out today. So we did a couple of bits with him. What else do we do? I'm trying to think now.
All sorts. Should we just crack on?
Yeah.
Let's bring it to your final day at Cheltenham. Here it is.
Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
We're still here with the racing.
Oh, we're still
racing
here.
Continues. A few concerns yesterday afternoon, but after the government statement, which obviously was completely taken no notice of by the Premier League. Nigel Pearson's thoughts there. But anyway, here we all are. Racing goes ahead. It certainly wouldn't have done had it been next week. So I'm sure the Jockey Club are counting their blessings, aren't they?
They are. Now, last night, our friend Dave from Bath, he came through for dinner at the hotel afterwards. And it was a very interesting moment. Dave, like myself, is a small man.
He is a small man.
Much better proportion than me, I have to say. And, but this girl came up to us in the bar and she said, "Are you two jockeys?" Blimey. Even less
than veteran jockeys.
Even less than Piggott only went on till he was 60.
I mean, Dave maybe could have stayed at the senior end of the jump jockey market.
Oh, me.
You're like a legend of jump racing.
A bit weighty, though.
Yeah. Well, you put a bit on since you stopped.
Absolutely.
So, in the last
ridiculous.
2 days, you've been called my dad and our producer's granddad.
Absolutely.
And ridiculous. You've been mistaken for a jockey. Well, isn't it?
That's me, isn't it? All over.
We hit a new low yesterday.
Oh, new low.
I can tell you exactly what time it was. It was 6:19, and the new low happened at Romford, because it was at the point that the two Tonys, Gail and Cotty, were leaving. Just as they were leaving, I said, "You off, boys?" They said, "We're just going to watch the 6:19 at Romford. We've got a nap." I think Tony Gail called it the nap of his life.
I know.
He just spent a day at Cheltenham at the nap of his life. It was the one dog in the 6:19 at Romford. So in that kind of mad Salem-like frenzy you get into and you think someone has got an absolute stonewall banker, I rush up to the Paddy Power window, and with like seconds left before the start of the race, I get on it, and somehow Andy scrambles over.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, the real FOMO moment.
I couldn't even get the betting slip.
Basically throwing money at the bloke, and they just got it away.
Yeah.
And we all stood there, and the one dog, well, he was last, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came last,
It sort of stood there in the traps, licking itself for about 5 minutes. And then came last. And then Gailey says, "You bopped us." He blamed us.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
He blamed us for putting money on. But that was a new low end.
That was it
going
for me.
That's my last bet.
I haven't had any. I've done nothing today. I've been very disciplined.
Hearing Simon Clarrow earlier on talking to Laura and Jamie, I mean, if these guys like Paddy and him and Ruby.
Yes, they don't know what they're doing.
You know, all week, and Paul, we've listened to all these experts, and we've got absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere.
And we should have listened to Andy Smart, who we'll chat to later. The only man who seems to know what he's doing. He's not won them all, but he's won enough to get a pat on the back.
That's very true. And
his tips, if you go to Andy Smart, what's your, just remind us, Andy, of your Twitter.
Andy CSP.
He's put his tips up for the day. I'll tell you what, he says he's less confident today than other days, but you could do worse if you are considering having a flutter.
Now, an old friend returned this morning as we got in the taxi at the hotel to come to the course.
Yeah.
The taxi driver from a couple of years ago, Glenn Osgood.
Glenn. Now, it's a great footballing name, but it's not necessarily necessarily the Osgood you're thinking of, not the late great Peter.
Yeah, he's related
Osgood.
To Keith Osgood.
Keith, who I remember watching at Spurs in some fairly fallow years.
We said to him, how are you related?
As a centre-half, who went on to Cov, played at Cov
as
well.
That's right. We said to him, how are you related? He said, well, he's my dad's granddad's brother's son. Not much of a reaction, is it, really? It's rubbish. But anyway, Glenn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Glenn. Yeah, good to see you again.
We should thank your mate Lee, a guy that lives down here, because he's really given us some great tips.
He has. He lives down this way. Lee Bramsell, big Spurs fan. I've done the Spurs Show podcast with him before. And, he's put us right. Great restaurants. We're in the Royal sort of gastro pub place last night. Sensational steak and chips, wasn't it?
Exactly. And we've got to say hello to Chris there.
Yeah, hello, Chris. Thanks for looking after us last night.
That was good. we have had some great... it's been interesting trying... Yesterday I decided, I don't know why, what a pointless thing to do, but I decided I'm not going to shake anybody's hand.
Right, yeah.
Slightly late, obviously. Yeah. And it is difficult because people do thrust themselves.
I keep forgetting. I gave little Dave a big hug last night. I thought that wasn't great.
I've been elbowing.
I gave him an elbow, then hugged him.
Well, that's no point.
That's no point. No. That's right.
And I've been avoiding selfies. Unlike Laura Woods, who was in the box yesterday.
Yeah.
Said, of course, she's standing there. These two blokes have had quite a lot to drink.
They're all kind of.
And they said, oh, you come in there. And I'm like, I'm standing back.
A hand in the face, Andy, getting you out of the way.
I didn't fancy it, really. Yeah. They didn't want me to be in it. But there you go. What else are we.
What else has been going on? Is that it? Anything else?
No, we've had.
Got more now.
I have got more. Actually,
there's a big wheel here. Talk Sport have sponsored a massive big wheel in the park.
Mm.
And I said to Andy, I said to the producer, should we go on it? Give us fantastic views of the course. Great bit of marketing by the company. And I thought it'd be nice to have a look around, see the helicopters coming in and out. So I was game, the producer was game. And then I've discovered that Andy, I didn't know this. Not good with heights, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not good with big wheels because you had an experience where you were stuck at the top for a while.
Yes.
And it freaked you out, didn't it?
A lot freaked me out when I was young.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of Andy Smart, a sort of very daring man who lives life to the full on
Cresta
the edge.
Run, ball
I'm a
run.
Man that just stays at home.
Yeah.
Don't risk anything.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Joining us now, the winner of Britain's Got Talent 2016. He's working here. They're working his magic, literally. Around the tables in the Paddy Power suite. Richard Jones, good afternoon, Richard. Good to see you.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Yes.
I've seen people. It's fascinating to watch people reacting to you. I've watched you.
We just watch the faces of the people when you go at the conclusion of the trick.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
they're usually chasing after me when I've made their £20 disappear.
Do you like these sort of events when you're working closely with people?
Absolutely love it. It's very rare I get to do this because I'm more of a stage illusionist now. Yeah. So I'm on tour, but I'm on a bit of a break over the next few weeks. But doing close-up magic is where I started, and it's what I really love because you get it's the most purest form of magic. People see it right up close. They know you're not tricking them in any way with technology or anything like that.
How much of a game changer then was winning Britain's Got Talent too?
Big game changer. I'm very, very lucky. So obviously I've been in the army now for 10 years. I decided to stay in the army because I love what I do, and I'm in the household cavalry. So I'm.
So you're still in there?
Technically I'm more of like a media ambassador now. I still get involved with the horses for some of the big parades, like when the Queen comes out of Buckingham Palace for Tribune of Colour, those kind of things. But the army give me time to travel the world performing shows. My show at the minute is called The Escape Show. It's all about breaking the limits of the mind. So I'm all over the UK over the next few months in theatres. So come see me.
Right.
See you there. Little,
are you concerned about sort of shows being cancelled?
So far at the minute, we've been very lucky that the advice has been that there's nothing too worrying about people gathering in small numbers. Obviously, I'm very pleased that Cheltenham went ahead. I was a little bit worried last week, but I'm very pleased. This is my first time here, so I'm very excited.
Any luck on the horses?
No, I've had no luck so far. And I did give a few tips out, even though I know nothing about racing. I gave a few lucky numbers out. None of those came in either, so a lot of angry people came to see me this morning when it didn't come in for them yesterday. But so don't take my advice.
The big kind of set piece tricks that you're doing on the road at the moment on your tour, I mean, they must take some working up. The root of them is a kind of classic trick that you kind of redress, you repurpose.
Correct,
if you like.
Yes. So nothing technically is ever really original in magic now because it's all about taking very old ideas and adapting them into creating them more into your own unique style. Obviously, I'm known as a military illusionist. So I tried to add elements of my army career and the training that I've had. I try to combine that with my skills as a magician and the things I've learned. And I try to add a lot of stories in to make it more personalised for the audience as well, so they feel emotion. So I tell true stories about my career and how I got into magic and all those kind of things, which I like to think is quite interesting. People tell me it is, but maybe it's been kind.
Do you work with a sort of Jonathan Creek style advisor who helps you create the illusions, or do you do it all yourself?
I'm very lucky that I've got a very experienced team of guys that work with me. So I usually come up with ideas that I'd like to achieve, but in magic, supposedly anything is possible. So I come up with a crazy idea that I might not necessarily know how it's possible. And then I get a team together and we come up with all these different ways of trying to make it work, and then sometimes there's compromises, we have to change it slightly, but other times we come up with a great solution, a light bulb moment, and it all falls into place perfectly.
What I love about the comedy world is that, I mean, do you go to like the Blackpool convention and
yes,
the Magic Castle, and have you done that?
I've not been to the Magic Castle, but I'm in, so I'm going to LA in August.
All right.
I'm doing a couple of things in Vegas, but I'm going to LA first for a few days to drive around in a Harley, live the life, and then I'm going to go and pop into the Magic Castle and meet those guys there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been yourself?
No, but I know people like John Lenihan and Danny Buckler and all those sort of
fantastic
guys.
Magicians, yeah, comics, yeah, and Danny Buckler especially.
Yeah, yeah, very funny.
So, Andy, you were kind of a street performer. You've been Covent Garden, sort of the juggling.
Well, John Lenihan came from the street.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have, a lot of those guys must have come from that background.
There was Dave Brown, who actually... He invented loads of tricks back in the 80s that are still sort of being used today. And in the end, he stopped performing and set up a warehouse just selling the tricks that he'd invented.
So you can copyright tricks, Richard, can you? If you're someone who devises them, so you get every time you'll go on stage and do one, somebody may get a little piece of that.
Sometimes, yeah, there's a certain amount of tricks out there that are created by people who don't necessarily enjoy performing, but they just love creating new ideas and creating things for different people. So there are lots of magicians out there that will never perform, but they'll create some fantastic pieces of magic, which then they'll find someone they like who they want to showcase that trick. If you're lucky, you might be that person.
Bongo used to do that, didn't he?
Absolutely.
A bit like songwriters then. You know, you write a song and you look for someone to perform it.
So very interesting. Very similar.
I spent a night at the Magic Circle, which was really fascinating. Yeah,
did you get locked in, did you?
So no, not the whole night.
Sorry, that's my mistake.
Yeah. Well, I did. I'm an escapologist, so I'd actually got out.
Oh, of course you were. Houdini.
No, it was fascinating. Just the whole evening, just, you know, really enjoyable to see magicians working close up. And I think people are intrigued by it.
It's a fascinating place. So there's a lot of secrets. It's the place with 1,000 secrets. So every now and again, they do open it up for the public, so the public can go in and have a look at the show, see some magic, and get a tour of the museum. And I'll tell you an interesting story. Many years ago, when I first became a member of the Magic Circle, I was at the lowest tier, and there's a number of tiers, a bit like the Masons.
Yeah.
And you have to work your way up over the years, and then right at the very top is member of the Inner Magic Circle. 2016, I became the winner of Britain's Got Talent. They made me an Inner Magic Circle member, and that was the time that I then was allowed to go through these secret doors within the Magic Circle that only Inner Magic Circle members are allowed in. And fascinating. No one ever knows what's inside them. But I got to open that up in 2016. I always wanted to know what's behind it. Opened it up. It was incredible. Do you know what was the other side?
No.
Can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
It was amazing.
Kick you out. Now, having established that close magic with cards is probably not the most radio-friendly art, would you like to give us a trick, Richard?
Because I can try. Yeah. I don't know. It's very rare I do magic on the air just because it's more of a visual art.
Of course. Yeah. We'll try and commentate.
Try and get inside your mind. Let me just see what the time is. So the time now is 1:53.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to hold my hand up like this. If you could all just stare at my hand.
Yes.
I want you to, so my palm is facing their eyes. Yeah. I want you, yourself, if you don't mind, just imagine there's a clock on my hand.
Yeah.
And I want you to imagine that clock is at the current time, but now moving either forwards or backwards.
Yes.
I want you now to use your imagination and just stop on an hour. What hour are you going to stop on?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, how many minutes past 4 o'clock would you like to stop on?
13 minutes past four.
13 minutes.
Yeah, 4:13. I love that.
4:13.
My favourite time. No, favourite time of day.
Now, you've been staring at my hand.
I have, yeah.
Attached to my hand is my watch. You know I've not done anything sneaky with my watch.
No, not at all.
If I turn my hand over, just tell us what time my watch is.
4:13.
Spot on.
Unbelievable.
That's a
sensation. I was going to say 4:07. I thought, no, 7 is the number you always think of. So I'll go 30. You're brilliant. Well done. That's fabulous.
Thank you very much.
That is pretty good.
That's really impressive.
That is fantastic.
Well, we're handing out the plaudits, Andy. We had a lovely...
That's a tough act for Martin Lipton from The Sun to follow. I don't know what trick he's got up his sleeve, but...
I know, he's marvellous.
We'll find out in a moment.
We should just say, Andy, that Chris from Worksop has written, and he said... Yeah. He's been listening and likes the show, but he said, I've recently bought Andy Smart's book. I after hearing him many times on the show. My son is 10. He's never been into reading at all. He's picked up the book and hasn't put it down. He's laughing his head off at it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet for myself. He wants to know.
Or vet it.
Or vet it, yeah.
So is there anything
oh, that's true.
It's not too bad. I'm everybody's
only
quite family friendly.
No, it's family friendly.
My son wants to know if you have any plans to write anything else. And could you please thank him for finally getting my son, Adam, to enjoy literature in some form?
That's good. Children's books. No. That's got to be the love. I think volume two of your book is not child-friendly, is it?
Well, it'd be the Vicious Boys years,
We're going to some interesting...
It'd be Covent Garden and stuff like that, riding on the roofs of trains and stuff like that. But it was weird because I hitchhiked this morning, because the book's all about hitchhiking.
It is, it's called A Hitch in Time.
And I stay at this guest house out in Stanton and had me whiskey porridge for breakfast, walked down to the bus stop and they changed all the times.
Right.
And I thought...
That was Richard.
Yeah, that's what it was. 4:13 they all go.
And I thought, how am I going to get to the track? So I put my thumb out and after 10 minutes this woman and her husband and her dad, they stopped for me and they drove me to the track.
Hitching still works.
Hitching
fantastic.
Still works, yeah.
I tell you, I must say to Richard that my wife is a massive fan of magic and I thought that she's so interested in it. I thought, what I'll do, I'll buy her a magic set from Hamleys. Mm-hmm. You know, like the one that gets you going. A lot of kids start with that, don't they? But she really hated the present. I've never known her hate a present so much.
You know why that is, though?
She just said to me, I like watching magic.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
But you know why that is?
Why?
Because it wasn't a Richard Jones magic.
Oh,
available on my website. That's where you need to go on.
Well done.
Yes. Managed to get that in there.
We did that together without knowing it. So you forced me to say that.
So where can we find all your dates, Richard, when you're going to be on tour?
So I'm on tour at this moment in time. I've got a break over the next 2 weeks, but I'm going all over the UK. If you go to richardjonesmagic.co.uk, all my dates are on there for the UK. I'm even going up to Scotland this year as well, which I didn't manage to do last year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd love to have you there. It's a mixture of magic and army stories. I'll be in uniform. It'll be a big patriotic finish with a wild magic trick to finish. So come on, get involved. Love to have you there.
Brilliant. Enjoy the rest of the
afternoon. Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paddy has rejoined us. Paddy, you said that since we last spoke, the Masters has been postponed. Another huge punting event for your customers, I would think. We're going to see a lot more of this going on, aren't we?
Obviously we don't really have a rush, is what we're talking about. We're all just reacting, aren't we?
So yeah,
it's
yeah,
like it's kind
absolutely.
Of a speculation is natural that we all have to do it, but like who knows. And so I just so somebody just WhatsApp me there the Masters statement, and it's like they haven't put a date on the postponement, so which is probably sensible, I guess, because they don't know when things open up or change again.
I'm surprised that they obviously they want crowds there, but golf is a sport that you actually could play without crowds, without It's not something that, like football or rugby, that depend on that close proximity to the sport. You'd imagine
they do bring something to the game.
They do bring something.
You hear the birds singing all the time in an empty Augusta.
Beautiful course and everything. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, anyway, they have to.
Well, maybe the golfers just don't have the same personality as the WWE stars. Yes. Maybe that's what.
Yeah. Now this could be the moment which we said we were never going to get around to, but we are, because you've mentioned before you'd done a little bit of white collar boxing and you're back. We said you're looking quite trim the other day. You're back in the ring, aren't you?
No, I was only messing.
It's on Sky now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sport.
It's going to
be the moment, yeah. Actually, I presume, I wonder if my training's on next week. Kind of part of me hopes it's not, because I'm going to be in some state after this, but I shouldn't be flipping. But yeah, I have been training quite a bit. So I meant to have a fight on the 28th of March. See whether, I don't know if it's going to go ahead or not now, but I've had a couple of white-collar matches over the last 18 months or so. And I'm training like twice a week, three times a week sometimes, and with a little a group of boxers and in inverted commas, but it's really good. I really enjoy it. Really enjoy the training. It's up early, up at 6, start training at 6 a.m. you're done by 7, then you've got the day beaten already, and it's the reason you do it. When you get in the ring, it's so scary.
Really?
It's just so scary to get in the ring. And you're only there for 3 1.5 minute rounds, but you're so gassed immediately because you're just so scared.
Yeah, it's exhausting, isn't it? Yeah. You're fighting the same bloke again. This is like the rematch.
Yeah, yes, Boom Boom Bobby Durkin. That's his name.
Boom Boom Bobby Durkin.
What's your nickname?
My money's on Boom Boom.
I'm not sure if it's his nickname or his actual name. I'm not sure.
He's been relaxing all week training. You've been here at Cheltenham.
I'm back in
Boom Boom.
And he's much younger than me because I'm 45. I'd say he might be 30. He's in his 20s, I think. But he's a bit smaller than me, so I've got a bit of reach on him.
I'm fighting John next week on Talk Sport.
Are you really? Yeah.
I'll watch you. We've got to create our own live sport.
It's pay-per-view.
We like the office.
You versus Andy Smart.
Office Olympics. We're going to have to do stuff like that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from Talk Sport.
Andy Smart is with us.
All right.
Andy,
we had a conversation this morning. And we were speculating on the fact that no sport is not ideal for Talk Sport. So, you know, what we're actually going to talk about. And Alan might struggle with his favourite fullback. Let's have a look at the next 5 games, whenever they may be. And we thought, because we might be doing shows from home, so I thought, like, my next guest will be QPR and local butcher Rodney Macken.
Yeah.
Macken's Butchers. And you had a thought, didn't you, as well? The paper boy.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking, you know, everywhere, Andy and I have bought the papers now for 20 years to research for the show.
Yeah.
But have you ever wondered how they get to our front door? Joining us now, forced into the house against his will, is our paper boy to do 5 minutes
tremendous,
on Talk Sport.
Tricky. So what about Farnborough? Are they going ahead?
Well, there's no statement yet, but we've been waiting for something from the Southern League for a long time. They were supposed to be having a meeting via Skype this afternoon, but they haven't announced anything.
I got breaking news.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. All Southern League matches between Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 22nd of March, inclusive, are postponed due to the coronavirus situation.
So Farnborough's off as well.
So does that mean that when they come back, they're going to be playing like every other day then?
I don't know.
I mean, crazy, it's going to be difficult. It has to be finished by May, I think.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, any games at lower level, as we said, the dichotomy is that for clubs that don't attract very big crowds, maybe get 100, a couple of 100 going to a match,
suddenly
people might think, well, I'd like to take in a game of football, I'll go and see the local team.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, if you've got 300, 400, they can't play because there's too many people there. So it's going to be a problem. It's an opportunity to potentially...
Lee Bertram was saying, surely they should just cancel it, stop the season now, and whoever's top gets promoted because his team...
Oh, of course he'd say that. Yeah. Well done, Tim. But
Bergkamp's
in
the
top spot. It could be a big time for esports, this, because they might find themselves being televised, you know, because there's a big interest in it. People like it, don't they? People go and turn up, and they won't be able to do that, but, you know, get 25,000 people turning up.
I can see you sitting in front of two blokes playing Fortnite for about 6 hours.
I tell you what, though, Andy, you should wrap up. We were talking last night, actually, about the upwards and downwards, the Shrove Tuesday football that you covered for us the first day.
Oh, every pancake.
And there was quite a conclusion to this result. That I don't think
the second day on Ash Wednesday, it was about 9:30 at night, and the ball gets taken away by the police at 10 if no goal has been scored. And the ball had gone, but someone threw it into a hedge and they couldn't find the ball. And this young lad climbed through the hedge, found the ball, didn't tell anyone, ran home to his mum and showed her the ball that he'd found. And she was going, quick, you can still score because they're worth a bit of money. And then he ran down to the Downards goal, jumped in the river to bang the ball on the millstone to score the goal. And all the downers went, whoa, you weren't born here. Because you have to be born in Ashford to score a goal.
Wow.
So they all jumped in with him, and then they drew lots while they were standing in the river. And one of them got chosen, and he banged the ball, and he scored the goal. But this
And he gets the ball. It's worth about a grand, isn't it?
It's between 600 to a grand, yeah, because they get repainted and everything after the game.
Any chance of them doing it next Tuesday?
Well, no, I think you'll find an event like that would be the first
I think you're right.
To be struck off. Yeah. A massive humanity all in the middle of a town centre, that is not
That's
likely.
Not going to happen.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So, Andy Smart is still with us. He's been our guest throughout the afternoon. Ball runner, comedy store player. There you are. You, the comedy store players get together twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, without fail.
Oh, do we? Do we anymore?
Well, this is the question, Andy. Do you think we're going to see... I mean, if you're kind of opening a show over the next few days, whether it's a theatre or whatever, it's going to be very difficult.
People are starting to worry about Edinburgh Festival. I know people are holding back to before they commit to it because you've got to sign up by, I think it's April the 13th, before people have got to make a decision. It's just, it's crazy.
Very difficult. They're going to have to be flexible, Edinburgh, aren't they?
They are.
Otherwise, they're going to have nobody there.
But maybe it'll teach the people who are ripping us off for the accommodation if it doesn't go ahead this year.
Now, I haven't had a chance, really, to talk about some of the lookalikes we've seen this week. It's always a great thing on radio. And I've been writing them down, actually.
Oh, good. Okay. Who have we had? We've had some very good ones. Well, it was a very good one yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, last night we had Charlie Sale lookalike, the former journalist.
Yes.
And he came up to us and he said, I'm the bloke you said looked like Charlie Sale.
He said spotted him 2 years before.
He said, I looked it up. I do.
So yeah. I do look like him. It's always nice when they do that.
We've had extra large Angus Fraser at breakfast this morning.
We've seen him, Angus put a bit of timber on.
Dean Saunders today.
And amazing. Yesterday that was an incredible. I mean, to the point where somebody went up to him and said, you know you look like? He said, yeah, Dean Saunders. He actually is very aware of it. Yeah.
Then we had a bloke who looked like the late Labour leader.
The late Labour leader.
Okay, it's been 4 days. Give me a break.
Was he wearing Labour lederhosen?
Michael Foot, or as you called him, Michael Fetlock.
Michael Fetlock, yeah.
Because Barry from Watford. Thin Johnny Best.
Barry from Watford.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
It's incredible. I mean, it just basically is Barry from Watford.
A duck that looked like the late Arthur Mullard. I don't know why. Arthur, you called him Arthur Mallard. And Stuart Lee. So there they were all there.
We had quite a few.
All with us. Have we got time for a quick Peter O'Sullivan sing?
Do you want to do one of those now?
I'm quite happy.
Okay.
Andy's ready.
Yeah,
Andy's ready. Okay, well, this was an idea we had. We used to play the Peter O'Sullivan game because when you come into Cheltenham every day, they show old races. So you're assailed by the voice of the late, great Peter O'Sullivan. So all you can really hear, you can't hear the words, you just hear... You just hear that.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
So we thought it might be nice if we could bring out an album.
Yes.
In the style of Sir Peter. We thought it might be quite good. So, did you have an idea, Andy, for...
I've got 5 Years by David Bowie, the middle bit.
Okay, you want to give us a little bit of that in front of
the... Telephones, opera house, favourite melodies, I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs, my brain hurt like a warehouse, he had no room to spare, grabbed so many things, stores everything in there.
That's a very good... Yeah, it works, Andy, have you got one?
I've got Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh, okay, yes. In the style of Peter O'Sullivan.
It's going to be
hard.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo! His palms are sweaty, his knees weak, his arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, and mum's spaghetti is nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, he's forgetting. When he wrote down, the whole crowd goes out, he opens his mouth and the words won't come out.
That's fantastic. I'm not even going to try and top that. That was sensational work. So, Andy, thank you ever so much.
No, thank you for having me.
Love it. And we wish you well. Good health.
See you Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. Anytime.
And Tuesday. Yeah. And indeed Thursday and Friday.
Yes, exactly.
Anytime you need.
So we should thank everybody here. John, our producer. James, who's been on the decks with us this week.
Tremendous
here in
job.
Cheltenham, doing fine work. Sarah and Daisy, who helped us over the course of the week. We've got Jamie, Becky Ollie and the gang back in London doing fine work for us this week. Thanks to Paddy Power. For looking after us,
it's tremendous
as well.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful week. I mean, yes, the spectre of what's going on has hung over it. You can't avoid that, but still, somehow we got through the 4 days. We've had great fun. The racing's been tremendous. The people have been tremendous. And let's try and keep everybody's chins up and keep going. So what else can you do?
And who knows what the kind of future holds, really, over the next few weeks for all of us. So these are strange, worrying and interesting times.
But we'll endeavour to bring you some sort of show next week from somewhere.
We'll return and on Monday from 1.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon. We're back in the studio back in London on Monday. We do hope you can join us then. Lord knows what we'll be talking about. Certainly not the live sport over the weekend. But until then, stay safe and healthy, and we will catch up with you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.